Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 19, verse 11, through Genesis 19, verse 33. Where next time on Maury Povich, we find out that Lot, you are the father.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Connie, that recap kind of creeped me out, but the Bible creeped me out even more, so.
Well, there are a lot of creeps in it.
Yes, yes. Well, this part of the Bible is very, very creepy. I mean, I've never seen, if this were a story that was written outside the Bible, and.
You mean like Game of Thrones?
Like Game of Thrones, yeah, it'd have to be Game of Thrones. They would have to be on Showtime or HBO, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if it was just like a book on its own, I mean, just a little book on its own, it would be rated R or X. And you couldn't, unless you're over 18, the only way you could rent it or buy it is if with, you know, a driver's license or something that says you're old enough. You'd have to buy this at a porno shop.
Maybe we should put an NSFW sticker on our podcast. I don't know.
Actually, we do. This podcast is labeled with the exclusive tag, so this way it's rated R. So, of course, we are reading the Bible, so it does need to be rated R. Even if we were not, swearing, it would still be rated R.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we last left off at 1933. It was a good year for somebody. Not me. I wasn't born yet. So we're going to move on to 1934. And it came to pass on the morrow. On the morrow? Is that some kind of like land? On the morrow? Oh, okay. Whatever. On the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold. I mean, ta-da. It's a magic trick, apparently. I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father, which is the exact same fucking thing they just said in the line right before. So apparently this book, it just repeated the same thing. Why?
Same creepy ass thing.
It's the same creepy thing as 1933, which is on the last episode. It's like, let's get dad drunk and let's fuck him.
How heavy a drinker is Lot that he's blacking out? That's usually a sign of alcoholism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I've gotten a little tipsy, but I've never blacked out from drinking. Never, not once.
God. Oh, and how gullible is this younger sister?
Yeah.
I don't know. 1935, and they made their father drink wine that night also. They made him do it.
They made him drink. They held him down like, Dad, drink this. Yeah, I don't. Most guys don't really need an excuse to drink. Of course, this guy is living in a cave. Drinking heavily is probably a prerequisite. And where are they getting this wine from? Did they just come with just wine? I mean,
maybe. I don't know. That is strange, though. You'd think they'd have water.
They'd have, yeah, it's like they'd have. This is such an odd thing here. They have no other food in the. I don't know. It doesn't say they have any other food or anything like that. But obviously, but only they have just wine. They've got. This is definitely the sign of an alcoholic. He can't go anywhere without his alcohol.
Okay, and they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. Because he's obviously the victim here.
He's the victim of women raping him. And these women, they're just the daughters. They have no names. They have no names. You're just the daughters. You're chattel. You're chattel. You're just the baby factory.
And I don't understand. Has he had no hand in raising these girls? I mean, what?
Yeah. I don't understand this either. I mean, let's just say, I think this is the, going back last chat or early in the chapter when they, you know, Lot's wife was killed, or supposedly killed, by the thing there. So there's no woman there other than the daughters to say, hey, my man, you stay away. So it gives him an excuse to have sex with his daughters. He could have just, this could just be a claim that he did actually pass out or whatever, but he didn't. He actually orchestrated this whole thing. He got them drunk and raped them, but Lot's a good man. So because he's a good man, we have to turn the tables and make it look like the women are the rapists in this instance.
The seducers,
yeah,
and the rapists. Yes, yeah. This just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Would this happen? Maybe. Seriously, though, no.
Like,
no.
I said, this is a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah. this is redneck city all the way through here. Let's see here. 1936. Thus were both the daughters of Lot were. I'm sorry. Start that again. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Only one time? Well, they do say, you know, technically it only takes once. But this guy is, I have no idea how old this guy is. And if he's drunk, how often is it going to take them to get him to get up, you know?
I don't know. They laid the rest of the night with their butts in the air or something.
Yeah.
It's just so disgusting.
And the thing is, like, he wouldn't remember having, well, I suppose if somebody blacked out, it's a possibility someone blacked out and did this. There are, I suppose, some instances of this. But, I mean, this is just Lot, you know that your daughters are there. They're the only females there. So, again, why wouldn't you not remember that, hey, I had this weird dream I was having sex, but I was like, there's like no other women here except for you two.
I'm sorry. Is he supposed to think that they had, you know, this was a result of his sons-in-law that have just recently disappeared?
And why would they want to preserve their father's seed? What's the big deal there? Okay. Aren't you a product of your father's seed at that point?
Well, why didn't they, if they cared so much about that family line that they thought that they needed to preserve that, why did they get married at all? I don't.
Yeah. That's a great question. If they needed to preserve the family seed, why bother getting married to somebody else at all? Why even let them get married? Why not just rape your children anyway and say, "Hey, you're gonna have the kids like my seed, you know, or I'm gonna make you pregnant."
So, I suppose it's possible that the sons-in-law were actually relatives from another.
Well,
you know,
yeah, everybody's pretty close.
I don't
relative.
Know.
But we don't know. You're right.
No,
we don't know.
Don't.
They could have been somebody that they brought with them, or with some people who just happened to be in the town.
Well, personally, I'm just like, these girls are, I don't know why you'd want this generation to go on, because they're dumb as a mud fence.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. 1937, and the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites until this day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are a wonder. Those are painted as wonderful people.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Oh.
Spoilers, so yeah.
Yeah, spoilers. Oh, man. And 1938. And the younger, she also bare a son while they were living in this fucking cave. Both of them were while they were living in this cave.
Evidently.
Excuse me. I apologize to our listeners. I didn't mean to belch in your ear. 1938. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Beninim. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Okay. You know how you preserve your father's name? You name your kid with that name or the second name. You decide, okay. You know what they could have done is like they could have left the cave and found, you know, other people back in Zoar, because that's where they said they were from. Of course, you know, we kind of said this in the last show, that they're probably full of feminists and only the men are under the thumb of the women there, so they weren't allowed to have access to the men. So
instead, he went into the mountains and got raped by his, and raped by his daughters.
Right. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, dude. Thumbs up. You are the best man to be to lead the way because you are so righteous. You had sex with your daughters. Awesome.
He's henpecked. I'm sorry. Okay, Genesis 20.
Yes.
Verse 1.
Yes.
Okay, and Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south city, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. Okay, so they're on a road trip.
Road trip. 19, I'm still in the last episode. No, we're not going back. Forward, must go forward. After we get done reading this whole Bible, we're going to read it back again, but we're going to read it backwards. And then this will take us, then we'll go back to, the beginning. The Bible, the atheist, and the backward Bible.
Yes. Well, we'll invoke Satan that way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll invoke Satan that way. 22. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Amalek, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here, this is a little bit of a side note here. Honest Abe does the same thing. "She is my sister" routine again for the same cowardly reasons. And once again, the king just couldn't resist Sarah, even though by now she's over 90 years old. See Genesis 12, 13 through 20. For the first nearly identical episode in 26 and 7, we're not quite that far yet, for another repeat with Isaac, Rebecca, and the king of Elmech. So, yeah, this seems to be a recurring theme. It's like, okay, well, we pulled off this scam once before. Let's do it again. But this time we'll do it with a different family that thought of the same exact thing for some reason. How about that?
Yeah, Abraham is a liar, and he's a coward.
And a con artist.
Yeah, and a con artist, and this is a scam. He's going to try and run the same scam again, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if it works, you don't change it.
you stick with what works, yes.
That's right. And kudos to Sarah for being 90 years old and a hot thing.
Yeah.
I guess guys still want to hit that. 20 verse 3, "But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, 'Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife.'"
Okay. So he had a dream that this person's somebody else's wife.
Yes.
Okay. So he actually had...
But we're crediting God for that information.
Yeah, of course. God's playing against the middle.
God would tell Abraham to just shut the fuck up.
God didn't say, hey, apparently God felt a little guilty from the last scam he got involved with. So he's like, well, maybe I should tell him this time. Just, I feel kind of bad I screwed up the last guy because he went off and he married that other woman and she killed him. And it was just a total mess. And it was all my fault because I could have just stopped it, but I didn't because I'm God and I don't care about anybody else. But I'm feeling a little bit guilty. So I'm going to whisper in his ear, like, say, hey, dude, that guy's pulling a scam on you. It's not his sister.
God's got a little hangover from that whole Sodom Gomorrah thing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I don't know. 20 verse 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. But Abimelech, Big Mac. I'm just going to Big Mac.
Big Mac Daddy.
Big Mac Daddy. But Abimelech had not come near her. He said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation?" He's not a nation. It's just a guy. Why would you even bother asking about this some fucking nation? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know either. Interesting. God gets angry with King Abimelech, though the king hasn't even touched Sarah. He says to the king, "Oh, you're a dead man."
Yeah.
And threatens to kill him. Oh, God was actually threatening him. Oh, okay.
Okay.
To compensate for the crime he never committed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read that next part because we haven't got that far yet.
No.
Okay. So 25. Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and even she said herself, he is my brother. Now she was not lying, because technically they're related.
Yep.
In the integrity of my heart and my innocency of my hands have I done this.
Yeah, because apparently picking up women from another family is a little more difficult than, you know, hey, sis, you want to hook up?
To marry my sister. She's been a virgin 5 times. Yeah. God, I feel really bad for this Abimelech guy.
Yeah, so do I. I feel daddy. Sorry. I feel more sorry for these people than I do these other fuckers, honestly. these are supposed to be the righteous people, but these guys are the ones that are causing the problems here.
Yep.
24.
No.
No, I'm sorry. 26, sorry.
Yes. There you go.
26, and God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her.
So God's taking credit for the choice this Abimelech made?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I had a dream that this person, this is God's given. It's like, God gave him the dream that this was actually his sister's, not, which is true, and not a complete lie, but it's also his wife's sister-wife, whatever. I don't even know. I'm sorry, I left my hillbilly guitar in Louisiana.
Yeah, and God, you know, I'm the one who made it so you didn't sin. You didn't decide not to sin on your own. It was me.
Yeah,
it's,
you know, he could have said, yeah, that's a sister, but you know what? She's pretty hot anyway. I think I'll do her anyway. He could have said that. He could have just like, yeah, fine. She's not my sister. Or my wife, fuck her. I'll fuck her. You know, why not?
She was willing.
She's willing,
I don't
apparently.
Know, you know. But I guess that she can't be because she's property.
Yes. Yes, this is true.
27. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. Oh, wow. He shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, though, that die thou and all that are thine.
Okay, so I'm trying to get wrap my head around this thing here. It says here, God gets angry with Abimelech, even though he hasn't touched Sarah. Says exactly. To the king, "Behold, thou art a dead man." Threatens to kill him and all of his people to compensate for the crime he hasn't committed yet. Brilliant, God, you're a real nice guy. Abimelech gives Abimelech sheep. Well, this comes up. Sheep, slaves, and silver, and land. Finally, Abraham prayed to God. God lifts the punishment from Abimelech, for the Lord has closed up the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah. Okay, this is the same scam. This is the same fucking scam. It's like, okay, I this is not my wife. This is my sister. Go ahead and fuck her. But, oh, it's really my wife. So to compensate me for you fucking my wife or wanting to fuck my wife, you've got to give me stuff. This is a scam. Oh my fucking God, this fucking book is full of fucking scam artists. I'm getting angry now.
According to this, God is in on it. God said, yeah, and guess what? And he'll pray for you and everything will be cool. But, you know, yeah, like you said, also you...
This is this book is full of fucking scam artists from left to right. Okay.
Verse 8.
Thank you. I lost where I was at because this thing is just pissing me off. 28, not 28, but 20. Verse 8. Therefore, Abimelech, Big Mac. I don't know. Rose early in the morning and called all his servants. And told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Awesome. I'm going to stop saying that every verse because it's just like, okay, guys, I had a dream that this person is actually his wife, and I don't want it to get into a scandal here. So I didn't do anything. Just to be clear, everybody. I didn't touch her, but gather up some gold and shit because I think we're going to have to make this go away. This sounds like a Republican politician.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm dating it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Any sex scandal.
Any sex scandal, Republican or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. 20 verse 9. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." You're damn right, Abimelech.
You're right. He's absolutely right. He didn't do anything wrong.
Why isn't Abraham dead? That's another way that they could take care of it.
Yeah, they definitely take care of him that time.
Oh, gosh.
You could, or that way, he's like, "Hey, you're trying to pull a scam on me? The king doesn't like people pulling scams on him. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take and cut your head off." You know what they do in these countries if you, well, where these people are at, if you steal something, you get your hand chopped off. You commit adultery, they, you know, pretty much kill you. Pulling a scam like this, they should have fucking killed them. But you know what? But maybe these are better people than Abraham and Sarah or whoever this is. It's Abraham and Sarah. They're better than these scam artists.
Yeah.
And they say, "You know what? We're going to be better than you are because you've been fucking an asshole. So here, I'm even though you don't deserve it, I'm going to help you out. Because maybe this is the reason why you did it, because maybe you need money. I understand that. So here, take some coin and get the fuck out of here. Don't come back."
Don't come back. Yep.
Where are we? 2010?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And 2010, "And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sawest thou? And thou hast done this thing." This is a repeat of the last line, just more condensed.
Yeah. And 2011, "And Abraham said, Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake."
What?
He assumes God that everybody thinks like him. He's afraid.
"Oh, surely the fear of God is not in this place." Okay, I'm seeing this. He's like, "Well, apparently you guys don't believe in God. You guys should be afraid of God. I've seen what he does," which is all third-party hand bullshit.
Yeah, and yet, according to this, God does talk to Abimelech.
Yeah.
He's listening.
Yeah, well, then why would he, all right, if Abimelech is having visions from God, why would Abraham assume that their God was not in this place?
Maybe God told him that. You know, he doesn't
play
really
both sides of the against the middle again.
Yeah.
Brilliant, God.
Maybe God made that same drunken proposal to Abimelech, and Abimelech said, "I'm not going to cut off my wiener."
I liked what's on my wiener. The ladies like it. My wife's like it. Yeah, I don't think so. So
no,
he just comes
I'm
to him in a dream.
It.
See, he didn't have to convince him to Abimelech to be, or Abimelech, Abifitchy and Crump, or whatever his fucking face is.
Big Mac Daddy.
Big Mac Daddy, to cut off the piece of his penis to worship him. He just came to him in a dream.
Yeah, I think God's playing both ends against the middle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see here. Oh, we're at 12, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I was waiting for you to read 11. I forgot that you.
He's afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid you're gonna kill me to get to my wife. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry. We get into these conversations, I kind of forget. 2012. And yet, indeed, she is my sister. He just admitted he lied. She is the daughter of my father. Okay, so she is a sister. Yes, daughter of my father, she's daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. What difference does it make?
She's a half-sister.
She's a half-sister, okay. And she became...
But it's only the top half.
Yeah, she's the top half, yeah. She only got the tits.
The bottom
half is something else. And she became my wife. So, okay, so he married the half-sister. Ugh, this is just fucking creepy. Okay, it says here Abraham married his sister and God's blessing on their marriage. And this was back in 1715 through 16. But since incestuous marriages are condemned later on in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, apparently incest is okay in God's eyes right now. God doesn't care about incest until later. So apparently there's just not enough people yet. Well, incest is kind of necessary, I guess. Either that or they just didn't want to go out of the house to find a girlfriend.
You had to go a long way. I'm not going to bring in an apologetics. I can think of a few things that I've heard preached on how this is okay. Mainly to do with Eve being the mother of all people, and within her womb had all of the DNA. So the DNA is still disseminating, shall we say?
Yeah.
Even though we've already gone down to when we had the flood incident happen, we only had Moses and seven other people. But we're going to forget about that.
just forget about those people.
Yeah. 2013. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is thy kindness, which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. So
everywhere we're going to say, he's my brother. So she's in on the scam now.
Oh, she's always been.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I imagine that. Yeah. From the first time, it's like, yeah. But, yeah. Well, you know what? This is doing us well. You're right. You're right, Abraham. This scam that we're pulling, this is really paying off. So from now on, I'm your sister. Okay. All right. Yeah. Technically, I am. But, you know, hey. They don't need to do that. You know, they don't know that we're married. This is doing us well. I got riches on gold on my fingers now. So, hey, the scam is working out. Let's keep going with the scam.
Well, there's only twice it's mentioned, but if this has been the thing that they've done since they were first married, and they've been together how many years? I'm thinking this has only happened twice recorded, but it probably happened many times before.
Yep. Oh yeah. This is probably something they've done before. Yeah. Where did we leave off? 14?
Yes.
Okay. Cause we're getting close to the top of the bottom of our thing here, but, we've only got a few passages. We'll just kind of get right through these. So we can start fresh on a new chapter. 2014, and Abimelech took sheep and oxen and manservants and women servants. Just say servants. You don't need it. Just servants. Servants. Just servants.
Some of them are worth more than others.
True. And gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah, his wife. Well, aren't you magnanimous? I was like, yeah, you can have your wife back. Okay. All right.
I'm kind of creeped out now.
Yeah, because you guys are kind of creeping me out.
Brother and sister.
Yep.
That's just weird.
Yep.
2015. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee.
So there's the land. Go away. There's the land. Anywhere you head out, go where you want to.
I'll be going the opposite direction.
Yeah, my town will go the opposite direction wherever you walk. 2016, and unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee and with all others. Thus she was reproved. Reproved? I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
I know approved means, but reproved?
He paid for her. The indiscretion and
the alleged. Well, there was no indiscretion.
Well, it was an indecency, I guess.
I
don't know. I'm looking at it. He is a covering of the eyes, sort of like a veil.
Because he looked at her with lust, basically, but he was tricked. So it doesn't really matter what he did. He's like,
yeah. Okay. 2017. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children.
Oh, okay. So he's having sex now with his wife, his other wives,
and
maidservants, and they all bear and they bear children. So imagine he got all of them pregnant. What?
Because was, if you look at, you know, go ahead and read 18.
18, or the last one of this chapter, 2018. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So while she's there, apparently he's busting a nut every night with all these other women, and they're just not getting pregnant until Sarah leaves, and then all of a sudden, oh, God has opened their wombs. He's interfered with them again. He's interfered with their free will. They say God doesn't interfere with free will, except for when he does.
Except for when he does, and he did it because of a lie.
Right.
Because of Abraham's lie. That's really moral. I'm impressed.
And apparently, God often punishes innocent people for the actions of others. In this instance, I mean, somebody else did something wrong, and then. You know what? Because you did something wrong, I'm going to punish this guy over here. What did he do? Nothing. I'm just going to punish him.
Yep.
Why? No reason. No reason. He didn't do a thing. He was just walking by the station when the train blew up. But since he had nothing to do with it, we're going to call the FBI and arrest him. He wasn't involved, but because he wasn't, He's automatically guilty.
Is this how people explain bad things happening to good people? Because it sure as hell doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this does not make any sense. This does not make any sense. Alrighty, well, we want to thank y'all for going through this. This is not the last episode, because it's not. It's just the last part of the chapter. So when we come back, we'll have a brand new chapter for you. So until then, this has been the Atheist. Wait a second, before I go, sorry. I forgot to tell you where we're going from and how to get in touch with us. Sorry. I just want to get the hell out of here with this book. Fuck.
He has a map.
I have a map, and I just took the shortcut. But don't you take a shortcut and forget us on Twitter. And you can reach us on Twitter at ABANW Podcast. That's ABANW Podcast. And also, if you want to donate a few dollars and stop giving them to Abraham and Sarah for, you know, fucking up with people's lives, you can go to patreon.com/ABANDNW. And you can also listen to or find the show also on Facebook, our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ABANDNW. Our blog page is at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also find this show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. If you would like to email us, you can email us with you can send us email with questions, comments, love, or hate mail. Send it over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Guarantee if you email us, we won't think you any worse of you. Okay, we won't close up your wounds or your wombs or anything that makes you stop from having babies for emailing us, okay? You won't get in trouble for that. So, and check out our main show, Packard Pokes, at which you can find also on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and also on YouTube. And please also remember, if you like the show, to leave us a 5 stars rating and a review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker as well, or wherever you listen to this at. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.